Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 91. Mayberry, Man of Mystery. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store. If I can show the right thing here. Weaver'sDepartmentStore.com. Folks, drop by Weaver's, pick up DVDs, books, whatever you might be looking for, they've got it. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for donations. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Ken Anderson. Ken Anderson is executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 91. So thank you, Ken, for your support. And thank you all for dropping by and listening. Hey, folks, how you doing? I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it's great to have you along with us. I know you've got a busy schedule, and I really want to thank you for just taking time to just make this little show and Mayberry a part of your time, hard-earned time. Folks, tonight we're going to talk about the Mayberry Man of Mystery. Looking back through the podcast, I could not believe I had never talked about this. But evidently I hadn't. As I went through and looked, it was there was nothing there about Mayberry's own Man of Mystery. Who is this man? You guys are going to know. A lot of you folks that are big fans of the Andy Griffith Show, you probably already know, and this is boring to you. But I wanted to get this out there because I get this question continuously. And who am I talking about? Well, there's really more than one Man of Mystery, but this is the biggest mystery of all because we still don't know who he is. His name on the show is Mr. Schwamp. Mr. Schwamp, and I'll have pictures of him over on Facebook at our website at facebook.com/twochairs, and you'll see him. If you're watching the video feed, I'm going to show some pictures of him. But Mr. Schwamp was a dark-haired gentleman, often seen sitting around on the court, out on the at the courthouse, out on the bench, whittling or just doing different things there. He was seen at Mrs. Wiley's tea party. If you'll remember when Ernest T. came and caused all kinds of trouble there and left a rock that Barney was going to get. As Mrs. Wiley was out on the front porch talking to Andy and Barney about what happened with Ernest T., Mr. Schwamp was standing right there beside her. And there's a ton of other episodes he was in. He was in the ones with Daphne and Skippy. He was in that episode. There's just a lot of episodes with Mr. Schwamp. But who was Mr. Schwamp? Mr. Schwamp, nobody knows who he was. Now, this is a question, really, I get asked a lot. I get emails about this very, very often, wanting to know who this actor really was. I have, just so you'll know, and just to set the record completely straight, I have talked to every actor that I have been able to talk to. Jim Clark has also done so, as well as other people that I know. But they've talked to everybody from Andy all the way down to Dick Link, Richard Link, Andy's manager at the time. They all remember Mr. Schwamp. But none of them seem to know who he was. George Lindsay says, "So yeah, I remember him just fine, but I don't know his name. I never knew his name. He never talked." And if you'll remember on the show, Mr. Schwamp never spoke. He never said a word. He always would just nod if you ask him a question. People would, "Mr. Schwamp," and he'd just nod at you. And the thing about him, they're always saying he's got a bad toupee. He's got a really bad toupee on his head. And I can't disagree that that's probably the case. But he's, as I said, let me describe him for you folks that haven't seen the picture yet. He's an older gentleman with dark hair. And he's a lot of times he's in a suit and tie sitting around, but he never speaks. And you need to watch for him if you haven't seen him before. He's with the he's with Skippy and Daphne at the end of the episode where Barney and Andy had to go to the dance with Skippy and Daphne. At the end, Mr. Swamp and Goober are setting with Skippy and Daphne. And, you know, he's seen in other episodes just setting around with Andy. Now, he's not only seen on the Andy Griffith Show, but there's also a tribute artist for him. So at Mayberry Days, the last few years, we've had a Mr. Swamp tribute artist. And I'm showing a picture of him on the video. His picture, his name is Dennis. I do know his name. His name's Dennis Bill. He's the, let's see, is he the president, I believe, of the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee. Great chapter. Very involved in the Andy Griffith Show. And Dennis is a great guy. He's a lot of fun. And his Mr. Swamp character, it's a great character to do because you never have to say anything. All you really have to do is walk around and have a really bad toupee. And his is really bad. So definitely encourage, if you're ever in at Mayberry Days, to make sure you get to say hi to Mr. Swamp. And he'll probably nod at you. But Mr. Swamp. Now, there's also a thing about the way his name is spelled. His name originally was spelled S-C-H-W-U-M-P. And I say originally because Jim Clark and Ken Beck, when they wrote the Andy Griffith Show book, basically had to base his name and the spelling on the best they could hear as they listened to an episode. So when you listen to them speaking on the episode, it sounds like they're saying Mr. Swamp. Well, turns out Jim later on found a copy of a script that had Mr. Swamp's name in it, and it is actually spelled S-C-H-W-A-M-P. So he's Mr. Swamp. He was in, at least right now, if you looked at, it's called Mayberry.info. It's the Mayberry Historical Society. If you go there, it's a wiki, and I've mentioned this before. There is an entire page devoted to Mr. Swamp, and it tells you there that over the years, every cast member and crew member of the Andy Griffith Show has been asked if they know the name of Mr. Swamp, of the actor. And they do remember him, but they don't know his real name. And yes, Andy Griffith has been asked. He was in 26 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. He never spoke, so you have to watch closely to spot him. A few times he's called by his name, but usually he just sits in the background, and sometimes way in the background. And there's a picture of him there, so you'll be able to spot him well. And it lists every episode that he was on, all 26. He not only appeared on 26 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, but he's on at least two episodes of Gomer Pyle USMC. And those are listed there as well. And, there's a neat inconsistency with him. In the episode of The Fun Girls, when they go to the county dance, Mr. Swamp is seen behind Andy and Barney on the dance floor, and then when the camera pans around, you can see him sitting in the corner with a lady drinking a soda through a stall. So he moves very quickly, or he has a twin brother. There, maybe it's more mystery than we thought. So if you drop by Mayberry.info and just search for Swamp, you'll find it. You'll find him there. So anyway, folks, there is a mystery. And believe me, folks have looked and looked to try to find out who this actor was. But, you know, it's one of those mysteries that it's almost going to be a shame if we ever find out who he really is. Because we're going on, Jim Clark's got years, you know, 30 years of looking for this guy and never finding him. So it's almost going to be like if old Sam got caught. You remember how it just tore everybody's spirit down when old Sam was caught, and wasn't much reason to go fishing anymore now that old Sam's caught, and Howard Sprague eventually let him go. I got a feeling that if we ever find out who Mr. Swamp really was, it's going to be a little bit like that. You know, we're going to never not have that mystery, the Mayberry Man of Mystery, to try to figure out who he was. So, you know, I hope that... I'd like to know who he is, but it's almost one of those where it's like the trying to figure it out is the fun part. And if we ever really know, we kind of lose some of that. So anyway, if you guys ever find it, if you know somebody that's related to him, if you are related to this actor, hey, let us know. We would love to actually know who he is, even though, yeah, we wouldn't be able to look for him anymore. We would like to know who he is. But rest assured, we have asked everyone associated with the show. We don't know what to look for as far as checks go. If you start looking at checks from the movie studio themselves at Daisy Lou, we don't really know what to look for as a name because we don't know his name. So I'm sure he was paid. So there must be a record somewhere. And if you have access to that, you know, maybe you'd be able to get in there. So anyway, let's move along. So that's Mr. Swamp. Mr. Swamp, the man of mystery. All right, let's move along. We had a little bit of feedback last week. We're going to try to keep this episode under, you know, the 20-minute mark. We're going shorter. But we had some feedback last week from Jeff Koontz. Jeff Koontz wrote in to say, thanks again, Alan. A great rundown of the upcoming Mayberry events in this episode, talking about last week's episode. One thing to add for Mayberry Days, which we didn't talk about, the events at Mayberry Days. We were talking about what you would want to check out. And I agree with him on this. He said, one thing to add for Mayberry Days is Jan and Leroy Mack, their Mayberry Days Chapel on Sunday morning. So that's exactly right. It's a great way to end the festival, Jeff. That is so true. I never get to go to that because I'm having to drive back to Alabama that day, and my son's got to be at school the next day, and it's about a 9-hour drive. So we get up early and leave straight from the hotel and head out, you know, so we can get back to Huntsville at a reasonable hour. But, you know, I hate that I miss getting to go to Leroy and Jan's Sunday morning. What do they call it here? Mayberry Days Chapel. So definitely, if you're going to be leaving later on Sunday morning, get up, head over there. They do it at the Blackman Amphitheater. And you can go down there, and I think Michael Hoover, Elvis, will be there. And he helps lead the singing. And they have just a short time of worship and stuff. And that is definitely a great way, and in a great Mayberry spirit, way to end your day at Mayberry, or your time at Mayberry Day. So, all right, Jeff, hey, thanks for writing in for that. Folks, if you guys have any comments, questions, anything else related to these podcasts, I would love to hear from you. And you can call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can just drop by the website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments on any of the episodes there, and I'll see those. Tons of ways to get in touch with me, and you know, I love to hear from you because that's just really most of what this show's about, is making connections with you guys. So I just want to thank everybody. Thank you for your time dropping by tonight, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.